You want one of these too? Okay.
On an afternoon in the week before Thanksgiving, there are several volunteers organizing food and supplies into shopping bags. This is the food pantry run by McFarland Memorial United Methodist Church. It is open every Tuesday and Thursday in a small building behind the main church and serves Norman area residents.
The way we do it is every 14 days you can get everything. We have some people that just come in and get ready to eat meals, bags that we prepare for that, and they can come every 7 days for those meals.
That's Karen Toby, a volunteer who helps operate the food pantry every week. It's run entirely by volunteers from the church, like Richard Dennis, who's been working with the food pantry for about 3 years.
We get a truck from the regional food bank every other, or twice a month, and there's a group of us that unload the truck, and we put everything away, and there's a person that does all the ordering, and people that help shelve things and stack things, and we even have some diapers and things for young children. And so we get frozen goods and packaged goods.
Everyone has a job to do. Gene Wilson checks people in when they arrive, but also helps wherever it's needed.
I usually take their names and verify that they live where they do at the desk. But other than that, sometimes I fill bags. Sometimes I reload, restock the shelves. We just kind of all do a little bit of everything.
However, Richard Dennis says there's just one restriction on who can get food from the food pantry.
You know, our clients, the people come in, basically they have to be a Norman, Little Axe, or Noble resident. And they have to have proof of residence and some sort of ID with their face on it. And so, but we don't ask income or anything like that. You know, if they're here, they get the food.
According to Karen Toby, the church moves quite a bit of food monthly.
Our months are averaging about 650 bags of food we give away. So some of those are the same people coming, you know, twice during the month. But a lot of them are just separate individuals or families.
The volunteers have met people with stories that have stuck with them throughout their time at the food pantry.
We had one person who rode a bicycle here from I-35 in Indian Hills with a cast on her leg. And we also have had a person who walks and has, in fact, was in today, and he walks back and forth to the city, to Oklahoma City, to help take care of his mother.
Karen Toby says the week before Thanksgiving is always busy because they aren't open on holidays, so most of the people come in on Thursday and the following Tuesday to get their food. She says there's one particular part of volunteering at the food pantry that makes it all worth it.
Well, just those people who say, thank you so much, I couldn't make it without you, God bless you. You know, there's a lot of gratitude from the people that are here, and we're just happy that we are here to help them.
For Assignment Radio, I'm Patrick Smith.